It's impossible not to like or not to love this guitar. Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the first episode of the weekly guitar meeting in 2026 at Zika's Guitars. First of all, Happy New Year to all of you. I hope it's gonna be a year full of joy, success, and very important health for all of you. And I hope that we are going to have a good year also at Zika's Guitars with even more new guitars, great artists, and lovely content for you. Thanks again for all your support, and I would say let's start with the first guitar of this week. To have a better structure in the weekly guitar meetings, I would start with the newer guitars, and then I will move to the older or vintage guitars. And the first instrument in this week is, first of all, a wonderful guitar, aesthetically, as you can see. I mean, look at this rosette. It's made by the young and the very talented guitar luthier, Luca Sant'Ambrogio, who is building also Romanios guitar models, but this one is a Torres FE24 model. It's based on a Torres from 1867. And the first thing that you notice is the beautiful rosette of this guitar, which is also a reflection of the Torres guitars. And I have to say, this guitar is so lightweight, so I'm going to expect a very responsive sound because the corpus is very thin and usually the guitar responds also very fast. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and bird's eye maple back and sides. We have these two little decorations here and also the headstock. Beautiful guitar, lightweight, but we have to see how this guitar sounds. Let's do it. Very dark, very deep. If I had to describe the sound of this guitar in two words, it would be dark and deep. And it's not because I'm playing an E minor chord, E major. This would be the minor. The general sound and the character of this guitar is dark and deep. So the air body frequency is also, it should be between D sharp and E, I guess. Thank you. If you like a dark sound character, I think you will love this guitar. Because it's not only dark, you have still the separation between the tones, which is very important if you are playing chords and more complicated pieces, so that you can conduct every single tone much better if the guitar offers you a great tone separation. And it's also very comfortable to play. Let me play more. Very enjoyable guitar to play. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Do you also hear a dark and more deep sound, or is it just my feeling from this side? I'm very curious. A Luca Sant'Ambrogio guitar, FE Taurus model from 2025. It's brand new. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is going to sound even darker than the previous guitar by Luca Sant'Ambrogio. This guitar is made by the super experienced and well-known Greek guitar luthier Charalampos Koumdidis, and he's building double top guitars which sound super loud with a lot of overtones and also a very responsive sound. And this guitar is also a double top guitar, brand new, made by Charalampos. It comes with a cedar top which has an oil finishing, and we have also an armrest which makes the playing experience much more pleasant, especially if you play longer sessions or if you practice for a long time. And we have wonderful Cocobolo back and sides and an elevated fingerboard plus a sound port. So overall, it's a very modern built guitar. Let's play a few notes on it. As you can hear, it has a very full-bodied sound. It's full of overtones, and I have to say, it might be even too loud for some people, but in a concert hall, this is what you are actually looking for. Also changes a little bit the way of your playing because the guitar is responding so fast and you are hearing so many overtones, you might change your way of playing. You don't need to put that much effort to get a full sound out of this guitar. It's like you touch the strings barely and you have a very loud and full sound. So, if you are a lover of guitars with dark and very round and smooth sound, so I would say more modern sounding guitars, this might be a great guitar for you. It's funny because somehow I was comparing the sound of this guitar to the previous guitar made by Luca Sant'Ambrogio, which is completely different way of thinking and building. It was a Taurus model. But still, both sound dark and round. It's very interesting, actually. It was a Charalampos Cumbridis guitar, double top, super modern. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. The next instrument is made by a very well-known Italian guitar luthier, Fabio Zontini. And we have had several guitars made by Fabio Zontini at Zikas Guitars. And what I always like about his guitars is that every guitar is like a surprise. And I never know what to expect because he is always full of ideas and innovations. And this guitar is from 2023 and this is a Roma Expo Guitars Limited Edition. Beautiful guitar, as you would expect from Fabio Zontini. It comes with a spruce top. High quality with some hazels in it. I love that. And very unique rosette. And we have Caribbean rosewood back and sides. Also, this is a super beautiful wood. Traditionally built, it goes for me sound-wise and also aesthetically in the direction of Hausa and Torres. But let's see how it sounds. New year, new chords. I have to say it, somehow today I'm comparing every guitar to the Luca Sant'Ambrogio guitar, but also this one reminds me on that guitar in terms of dark character in the sound and also a deep, very deep air body frequency. Has a slightly boxy sound, which is very common for the Taurus guitars or the vintage guitars. I mean, not every vintage guitar, but yeah, the Taurus guitars, I would say. Let's play more on it. Very singing. Thank you. I like how this guitar combines the deep sound, the deep air body frequency with singing high notes. Lovely. And what I also like about this guitar is the dynamic range. You have somehow, for my taste, a lot of tension on the strings. So you have to push. If not, this might happen. And this is not a buzz. This is if you not push the strings enough. But because of the tension on the strings, you will be able to play also louder. So if you get louder, the guitar will give you that loudness without the sound being overdriven. Wow. Very wide dynamic range. It's one of the other qualities of this guitar, made by Fabio Zontini, a Roma Expo Guitars limited edition from 2023. And let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by the German guitar maker Gerhard Oldiges, who is building incredibly beautiful guitars, also Romanius guitar models, and every guitar is super unique, and every guitar has also a name, like this one. The name of this guitar is La 60. I think it means 60. And it comes with a spruce top and wonderful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar is from 2015. And what I also would like to mention are the tuners of this guitar, which are made by Klaus Scheller. So super high quality tuning machines. Very precise work, as you would expect from Gerhard Oldiges. And let me play a few notes on it. Apart from the pure beauty in the sound, let's talk about the tonal qualities of this guitar. The sustain is very long. But it's not only the length of the sustain, but also the balance between the notes. So every note has the same, as I always say, loudness and intensity and the amount of overtones. It's out of tune. Very well balanced sound. Delicate tone, wow. This is incredible. Wow. Also, the comfort on this guitar is what I personally like. It feels very comfortable. The shape of the neck, the fretboard, the tension on the strings. Wonderful sound. It reminds me also a little bit on Romanius guitars, which have a very intimate and beautiful tone. And let me show you once again the back of this guitar. Beautiful work. And also this little decoration makes it even more unique. Egehard Olliges guitar, the La Sesenta from 2015, and I'm very curious about your opinion on the sound of this guitar. And if you are enjoying this video, please don't forget to give the thumbs up and subscribe to our channel if you are still not a subscriber. Let's move to the next guitar. Now we are moving into the vintage area.
As the CEO of Sika's Luthiers, I've been fortunate enough to hold thousands of the best guitars ever made. Over the years, they shaped my understanding of sound, craftsmanship, and what a concert instrument should feel like. With Sika's Luthiers, I wanted to bring that experience into something new. Guitars that honors tradition while embracing innovation. Every instrument begins with purposeful design. Carefully selected tone woods, refined pressing patterns, and construction methods inspired by the finest guitars I've encountered. From our traditional double top and lattice model, each guitar reflects exceptional design. These are concert level instruments. If you'd like to explore what we've created, you can discover our instrument through the link below.
Wow! This guitar is something different. You know that feeling if you are, while you are tuning a guitar, you can hear already what a great sound that instrument has. And it was the case with this guitar when I was tuning this instrument. This is made by Jose David Rubio, who was living and making guitars in Spain, in England, and also in the USA, but he's originally from England. And Jose David Rubio was also working with Julian Bream for a long time. And this guitar is from 1965. And this is exactly that period of time when Jose Rubio and Julian Bream had a very close friendship. And Julian Bream has also recorded on Jose David Rubio guitars. I think it was in 1967, so 2 years after this guitar was built. And I guess this guitar was built when Jose David Rubio was still living in the USA, which was also a very significant period in his guitar making career. This guitar comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It has the number 61 and it has the Landsdorfer tuners, which was also used on Hauser guitars. Enough talking, let me play on it. How should I describe it? The sound of this guitar is so intense. I mean, while I'm playing the chords on this guitar, my whole body is stiff and also intense somehow. There is a lot of emotions, qualities, and probably memories in this guitar made by Jose David Rubio from 1965. Wow. Sustain. It doesn't stop. What? Wow. I don't know what to say. With this guitar, I will just play the next two pieces and I don't talk because the guitar is speaking for itself. You will like this guitar. It's impossible not to like or not to love this guitar. Thank you. The next guitar is a Kazuo Sato guitar, and it's lovely. I'm very impressed by this one because I was playing only the new Sato guitars, and I never played a Sato from 1990, let me check, two. And this guitar is sounding so good. Probably it has been played a lot. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and it has a 64 centimeter scale, which makes it, for me personally, slightly easier and more comfortable. And as you probably know, Kazuo Sato is originally from Japan, but he is living in Germany and building guitars in Germany for many, many years. Well, let's play a few notes on it. This is a guitar, first of all, full of soft overtones. And I also think that the response of this guitar is very fast, and it's very airy. It's breathing so well. And it's also very full-bodied. If you don't play an E major chord. Very good sustain. As I said, I was very impressed by this guitar because I always played the new Sato guitars, but not a Kazuo Sato from 1992. A Kazuo Sato guitar from 1993. I'm sorry, 92. Because the next guitar that I'm going to review is from 1993. Let's do it. The last guitar of this week is a guitar made by the Spanish guitar maker and teacher, José Ángel Chacón. And he was also having a school, a guitar making school in Malaga. The name was Escuela Malagueña de Lutería. In that school, many, many great guitar makers have been introduced to the guitar making world. And this guitar, made by José Ángel Chacón, is from 1993. It comes with spruce top and mahogany back and sides, but in a very tasteful and beautiful way. Look at this. Wow. I mean, of course, it's not the structure of the wood. He has built this decoration by himself. It's not like you cut the mahogany and then you have suddenly this structure. Beautiful. And what else to say? I will let the guitar speak. I didn't know what to expect from the sound of this guitar, and I'm so impressed. It's beautiful. It's very forward going. It has a long sustain. It's like an electric guitar with an amplifier. And the tone is super elegant. So it was the last guitar of this week made by José Ángel Chacón, and It was also the first time that I was playing this guitar. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of all these guitars. We had the modern section and the vintage section. Which one did you prefer and why? And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.